This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It was the famed conservative economist Milton Friedman's original formulation about economic stimulus: throw money out of a helicopter so that individuals get it directly, metaphorically speaking. Well, it turns out there are a lot of 20 and 30-somethings in America who might like to get one of those money-laden helicopters to fix education. University of Chicago political science professor Kathy Cohen is founder of Gen Forward, a regular scientific survey that pays special attention to the race and gender of respondents. Professor, hi.
Hello, David.
So, Kathy, I used to know a comedian who had this shtick. He'd discuss some problem, any problem, and then ask, what's my point? More money for education, he would say, is the answer to every single problem. That's, in a sense, what you found when the question is education.
I think that's true. Clearly, millennials have seen his routine. When we ask young people any number of questions about the best way to improve public education, they always circle back to increasing funding for public education. So they want to pay teachers more. They want to invest in neighborhood schools. And overall, they want to give more funding to public education.
And one of the features of your survey is that you do glean data based on the race of the respondent and the gender. What did you find? Was there a difference depending on who was answering?
In this case, it doesn't seem to matter very much. Overwhelming young people, I don't want to say independent of race and ethnicity, but with their races and ethnicities, support this idea of increasing funding for education on any number of dimensions. So this is a pretty consistent finding that seems to kind of extend across race and ethnicity.
And how would your respondents use the money if there were more money for education?
Well, they do a number of different things, right? There is a clear sense in the findings that young people believe that the most effective way to impact public education is through really those kind of relationships in the classroom, that if given a priority with a limited amount of money, they want to give it to teachers, they want to support teachers, they want to strengthen teachers' unions.
What about views of if it's not exactly public school? I'm talking about private school, but also talking about the charter school movement.
Yeah, it's complicated, I guess I would say, in the sense that young people are looking to improve education, so they're supporting any number of strategies. They are supportive of increasing the number of charter schools. They are supportive of providing vouchers using government funds for, in particular, low-income students. But I want to go back and say, when given a list that says, here are a number of options for improving public education, they choose investing in public education at the local level.
Always good to talk about the latest results from this Gen Forward survey. The survey's founder is University of Chicago political science professor Kathy Cohen. Kathy, thank you.
Thank you.